Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Hey.
We're in studio tonight.
Ooh, you want to hit me off a little something, something?
I'll send you a little that your way. Yeah. We got a rock and roll icon, Rob Dukes, formerly of Exodus, new band Generation Kills. A really
good buddy. I've hung out with Rob Dukes a lot.
Good dude. Great cool dude. Been in my house.
Yeah, I think he lives in Phoenix. So whenever I'm down there, they always come to the show, and they're very
yeah, good dude. And then Leda comes in. Josh Accardo comes in. Leda. Not Leda.
It's Leda. Leda, dude.
Why can't I say her name?
I don't know, because I've never heard Leda, but you've heard Leda a lot.
Leda Ford. Like Leda Ford. That's how I keep trying to remember it. What's wrong with me?
And then you keep going Leda.
Like Luda. Isn't it Luda?
Ludacris.
And Josh Accardo.
And my toe, featuring my toe.
Featuring Jay's toe. In honor of keeping the asshole penetration trend going.
Dude, we should see if we could find a way to get something up an asshole every single STR show.
Shannon, how's your asshole doing?
Stay tuned.
Shannon.
Yes, Jay.
Shannon.
Yes, Jay.
Is there nothing you could be talked into putting in your butt on the show? Not showing us, obviously.
Yeah, and how about this? And a financial compensation.
I'm saying in your chair, no fucking thing. And so we get to hear you going like, oh.
And a financial compensation of some sort.
All right, Ralph, now you're making it dirty, dude. Yeah. I'm saying for the sake of funny. I'll put something up my butt for funny.
Yeah, but to make it easier on Shannon's wallet and her anus.
Shannon, have you done anal before?
No. There was one kind of very failed attempt like 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, there's going to be one next week too.
So Shannon, but like that little ball that Ralph had in his butt, you try that.
Not on the show, no.
Why? It's so small.
Like, nothing has been put inside me in a really long time.
Yeah, but there's
get over here.
There's never something put inside your ass a lot. So, no, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to really warm. It's like you're either going to put it in or not.
No, thank you.
Damn, Shannon. Way to ruin the
maybe
fucking...
Bobby Hutch will play ball.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter. Everybody on the show would have to do some kind of a butt thing. I was willing to play.
Oh, I see. Yeah. We want to do something in Jay's butt next week.
No, because Shannon won't.
Oh, that's weird. All right, so here it is right now.
Why don't you have a girl come... Why don't you have a racist come attack me?
But we're also going to play Password, and it doesn't go well.
Don't ruin it.
That is ruining it. We're going to play Password, and I win. Hands down. Skip past it, honestly, because I lump Ralph up. Ralph's partner didn't even understand what the game was for three rounds.
I think five rounds.
Two of the rounds, we didn't count.
By the way, and one of the rounds, he goes, oh, that's the word. And I was like, what?
It's insane.
All right, here it is right now. It is a fun episode, though.
Oh, it's a very funny episode.
It's the STR show.
Oh, before we go into the show, just know everything you hear right now, the girl involved has a period string hanging out of her panties the entire time.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I did.
But she has nice honkers.
Oh, dude. You should tell her that.
I think I did like 12 times.
Ralph, stop ruining everything. You're supposed to let him hear that you say nice honkers a bunch. This guy, huh? Hey, dude. Great news. I'm coming to your surprise party next month.
Hey, ever since I got fucking ass raped, my life's changed.
Damn, dude. You are different. You are hitting on things like a real fruit lately.
All right, here we go.
Damn, you have an insatiable ass. Now it's got the taste.
Now it's crazy.
Now it's got the taste. It wants to consume.
It's like carry of assholes.
It wants to consume now. It's got the thirst.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, our beat. It's hookers and blow. It's hard, it's far. You need to know. The STR show. Let's go.
Oh, boy. It is the STR show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. And back with me once again in the studio. I love when he's here with me. Mr. Big J Oakerson. How are you, sir?
What's up, buddy? Always good to be here with you. Is Shannon, did she do a dramatic thing? Was that a dramatic production choice, Shannon?
I don't think so.
Shannon?
Because the music cut out right when you started talking?
No, no.
And what happened?
I don't mean that. I mean, like, showing, like, the lead up to
And then the show started. Oh, no, no. That would have been great.
That was the universe.
That was the universe.
What?
It was the universe.
Well, then why would you stop it?
Well, because we can talk about it. I don't want anyone here. No one here but you or I on this table are aware of it. So this is what we should do. Ready? We'll introduce our guests right away.
Let me describe
it. And we'll start with recapping last week, and then we'll get into everything that's going on. Okay, fair enough?
Do you know I forgot I got slapped?
That was my favorite part. A second favorite part.
That should be your first favorite part.
But the second biggest part of the show. Okay, well, anyway, first of all, back, I think, maybe for the third or fourth time. Does that sound about right?
Four.
Comedian Josh Acaro, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm well.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And then to my right.
Can I say something about Josh?
Good-looking son of a bitch.
Of course. He brought the quiet, understated sexiness of, what was he used to do the podcast with?
Oh, yeah, Lux.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ralph knows her.
Is she here? Lux Suicide. No.
Oh, I got really excited for
that. All right, settle down. No, here's the crazy thing.
I tried so hard to fucking...
She is so fucking sexy. Oh. And then now, though, I just... Now that I follow her and whatever, I have to follow her life with the guy who played Santa Claus. No, that's some... He's an actor. He's a quality actor.
Oh, I don't know. I know she's with someone, seriously, now.
She moved to Atlanta with an actor, but he's good. Joseph something, but he's a good actor. It's fair. She by the way, should be there. But I tell you, when you see the guy, though... A party goes
You're
like,
pumped.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Really?
I will say this. Few women in my life did I give as
He's
much.
He's cool looking, but she's
But I did such
something.
A I did such You're a such college a try on her. I really gave it my all several times, and it went nowhere. I mean, we went on a couple dates, but went
She's really sweet.
Nowhere.
Too.
And she's just a cool
She's a nice
guy.
Person.
Fucking A. Yeah, she's great.
She's cool.
To my right, I think we figured it out. I interviewed him 10 years
Maybe
ago.
She's trans. That's what I'm going to say.
I say that. Sure. 10 years ago, in my apartment, for I think the second album he did with Exodus, I think it was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
About back now with a brand new band called Generation Kill. Not that new, but new enough. And he's doing a show very soon, right around the corner. Right?
I already did it.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Wow, dickhead.
That's what I meant. Very
you
cool.
Like a goddamn, you look like a goddamn fool.
I always do. After last
Brooklyn,
week,
it was great.
Yeah, that's
I'm glad
what
you weren't there.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah,
I don't go out, man. I'm too old. I don't really
want you there.
Nobody wants.
Can I say something right now? And I do feel bad. Tell me, cause this will change forever. If you give me the answer, that would make sense for that. But do you often want to go to concerts with the knowledge you'll be home late?
Yeah.
Often want to go.
Do I often want to go?
Want to go.
And don't go because then I'll be home late.
What's late, though?
Is that what you're saying?
Do you want to, if you had ability to or a reason to go with other people, would you go to concerts? I don't ask you to go to concerts almost ever, and I always think about you, but I'm like... You're not
generally,
gonna
I'm not going to want to go. Yeah,
it's, okay. So I'm really not being a cunt.
No,
I'm sort of right.
Yeah, in fact, I was offered to go to Rage. I was offered to go to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Why wouldn't you go to Rage?
Why wouldn't you go to Rage?
I went twice.
Run the Jewels was opening too.
I heard that too. Yeah,
why would you not go?
I went twice. They got to put on a stage show,
I'm
dude.
Old.
Run the Jewels needs a stage show. They rule.
But anyway, wait.
And it's boring.
Let's just say I stopped midway. It's fucking
because I know
Dukes.
All the lyrics. If it was just that, I'd be like, oh yeah. But if I didn't know it, I'd be like, yeah.
No, they need a show.
It's Rob Dukes, everyone.
Rob
Dukes. God damn it.
Dukes.
Also, apparently a huge fan of yours, Mr. Big J. Okerson.
We're a fan
fucking,
of each other.
I love Jay.
And then in the middle of the studio here on our own camera, I'm fucking up the name, and I think I got it right, is Lita.
Lita,
fuck me.
Lita. It's okay. So many people like.
I wrote
it
down.
You said 75
well,
times.
Well, like, I'll
I'm
get like Letta or
Letta.
Like all kinds Lita. Of stuff, but it's Lita. Like,
Lita.
Lee, duh.
You prep too, bro. You
That's
prep hard.
Can you get a little
too.
Closer to the mic, Lita.
Yeah, get very close to the
like
mic.
That.
Lita. Thank you.
I have to be like. Making out.
You can move it.
Yeah. Lita's like
also this
ethnic
move.
Androgynous.
I'm
I have
ethnic
no idea what she is.
Androgynous? Yeah. Try to take a guess. Everybody at the table, take a guess.
Oh, I like that idea.
Is it one thing?
No.
Kazakhstan.
It's a mix.
No.
It's a mix of things.
It is, but that doesn't count.
It is something
Jewish
South
Italian
American.
From what, Long Island.
That's what I'm thinking. Chile.
Argentina.
No.
Colombia.
No.
Newark.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Jewish on. Nicaraguan from Long Island.
Close, but no.
Nicaragua's good, yeah. I'm out
America.
Of South American
Israeli.
Countries.
No.
All right.
I think we've run the gamut.
No,
what is
so
it?
So I am...
Costa Rica.
On my mother's side, my mother's
is
from
one of the
Guays,
the Para,
so
or Euras?
No. Well, so I'm first generation American on my mother's side. My mom's from Panama, but she's also got like some French and some Haitian in there. And then my dad's like Spanish, and then he's like German and like Irish and like
Piff.
All this mix. Wow. It's almost like
everyone else.
I'm like everything but Asian.
What she just said was my next guess.
What?
Yeah.
All those things.
All that.
All those things. That you totally got it
How
right.
How did we miss
that?
Because
let me
many.
See.
Like, she's like 50.
But I always
I'm
say
you're first generation and on your father's
Lasian.
But I will say, usually what I say is, I'm Panamanian and Spanish, but I'm from Vegas, I guess. Like, that's what I always say, is I'm from Vegas.
Fair enough. Easy enough, because you're from Vegas. Your heritage is elsewhere. That's weird.
Yeah, my background. But it's just hard to explain.
She's
it's like
Vegas
Panamanian
Indian.
And Spanish.
So let's start with this.
She's native Vegas.
Last
I'm
week
a
was a very, very odd episode.
No.
It was.
I'd say classic SDR show, if you ask
Well,
me.
Classic SDR, but
just
it was.
Another day at the office if you talk to this guy.
There were a couple of moments that stuck out. For those of you that didn't see last week's episode, which might be a bunch of you, a lot of people tuning in to see this dude.
She did this, I'll say.
I fell asleep. I was really tired. I was on tour, and I put it on, and I fell asleep. But
right, so now I don't feel so bad that
she
did I didn't
this.
Go to the generation.
She did this to the right person for funny.
Right.
She did it to the wrong host
for enjoyment.
For, like, probably not being banned forever from the building.
Well, just like, for instance, years ago, we did a thing where a girl peed in our mouths, right? And it was very obvious.
So hot.
It was very obvious that it was the first time it happened to me and not the first time it happened to Jay.
First time it happened to me.
Oh, really? Oh, you took it like a champ.
What a typical Tuesday night for me.
It was coming out. It was coming out of
gargling it for God's
It was coming out of a pretty girl's hooch. Yeah.
I know. He was like, this is it.
That
was not happening.
Nothing's during that. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If I went in the bathroom and pounded one out first and came out, I'd be like, let's do the piss like a different day.
Yeah, of course.
But a horny Jay, it's like a squirt in my mouth if I look at your puss.
Yeah. So last week.
No.
I did not.
Tell me you understand it.
I understand it.
Would you watch the prettiest girl in the world take a shit?
I watched it with you right here.
If it was the prettiest girl?
No, but it's a hot girl.
If it's the only way you're going to see her naked.
Of course.
You take a peek at her shit.
But if she's going to shit on my chest, probably not.
You're safe here. Ralph?
I'm saying, so my question is to you, let's run the gamut of the dudes in the room.
Yeah.
If the hottest girl, like, let's say the hottest girl you saw in your life,
there's
right?
only one answer, Ralph, and it's yes.
And the only way you could see her naked is she shits on your chest. You're doing that? I'm not doing
okay,
that.
Okay, you changed.
I just
added something.
Yeah,
that
was... I just added something.
Yeah. You shitting said, on your chest?
You just said there's no wrong answer if it's a hot girl.
No, shitting on your chest. No, that's making
different.
Contact. That's
Jim
changing
Norton
your.
I'm saying I wouldn't do it.
Ralph.
I wouldn't
it
do
Norton
it.
Stuff. I wouldn't do that either.
Okay, I want to make sure.
I'm no.
Now wait a second, though.
Yeah.
Can I Gallagher audience myself up like a tarp over my chest?
Oh no, maybe
even
under,
then
in
I can't
around
do
the
it.
Apartment, but not
around the apartment.
But what about the view? Come on. What? How long can you look? What are we looking at? What kind
of
angles?
Of the shit. The duration of the
so
shit.
So it's only I can only see her when she's
shit. Just duration of the shit.
Oh, I'm out. Yeah. No,
I'm out too.
Okay. Well, Jay was moments ago said there's no wrong
he said
answer.
The sea I like
smell watch. Would the smell would kill
I like,
me.
I like to watch the hole slowly go home.
I see it close.
It's like how an old TV used to turn off.
It's too much reality when I see
and that last little.
The smell would get me, and then there'd be vomit, clean up, and shit.
We'll pay for that in Germany.
Yeah.
So last week. The idea was which Jay or I has the prettier butthole. That was the concept. Right?
I could have saved you all this trouble, Ralph, and let you know.
Did you guys trim?
Nope. No. Okay. Just it is what it is. I showered, but that was it. You know,
I couldn't tell though.
Jay won. Jay
what
won.
The parameters?
Here's
Man,
the thing.
Sorry,
knuckle pound me, Lita. Prettiest asshole in the game. Knuckle
let me
pound
see.
Me.
Jay, I bet it's like a little flower, like a little cherry blossom flower.
Jay was winning it's by like about 15%, 20%. I would say before. Peyton went, because then Peyton just gave Jay all 10s. And also, she had no idea.
I didn't know if it's because I'm a right-wing.
He right-wing supremacist.
Strong,
yeah.
Big-time
Trumper.
Boy.
Proud boy. Yeah.
A proud boy.
And I apparently was campaigning for Joe Biden.
Oh, Ralph, this fucking sissy out here doing illegal.
I'm a they, them.
This guy's doing abortions in his living room now, you piece of shit. He says kill all the babies. This guy doesn't care.
You get the DIY abortion clinic.
So,
from,
Peyton, stop the steal. Stop the steal.
Unrealized that we were joking about any of it, Peyton started to really dislike me and really be enamored with Jay.
She is dumb, dude.
Although in the beginning of the video, in the beginning of the show, she like, I'm not going to slap you in the face, but she does like this two times to Jay and then this, slaps him in the face. And I know Jay, do we know each other 20 years? Is that fair about?
Sure.
It's the first time in my life I saw it like serious.
You want to go
Jay
off?
Turned it on a second and goes, don't do that again. But like in a way that I was like, oh, I almost was like, what? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Turned you on a little bit.
Turned me on a little bit.
Can I tell you something? It turned Shannon. Be honest.
Yes, I told the Delta 8 vampire after the show that it was very hot.
Yeah, it was wild. I never saw that side of Jay in my life because Jay is generally happy-go-lucky, nothing phases him kind of guy.
He's from Philly.
But don't hit me if you're a woman. If you're a woman, don't you hit me in the face. I will stand up for myself immediately.
It was wild.
I don't know what happened. Rob Dukes puts five across my face. I might just be like, hey, man, what are we going through?
We're friends.
Yeah, that's gonna be a whole thing. But I definitely tell you this. Push comes to shove, I got fucked up Peyton Sinclair in a fight. I mean, I would never do that, but if it came down to that, if we go Lord of the Flies out of here, she's done quick.
Yeah. Quick
right. Work.
So
first I popped them titties.
Shannon, I don't know if you have the clip, but so what happened
then
was...
Then she flies around the room like a whoopee cushion.
Jay wins, and the original plan, originally, was there was a gay porn star, the porn guy who owns a porn website.
You have to label everybody.
Wow. And I was going to have to kiss his butt cheek. Right? That was the punishment.
Not a big deal.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, your
his butthole would have been a different.
That would have been hard.
That would have been a different story.
But
do you remember the website he works for?
No.
Cocky Boys.
Oh, yeah. Wow, good memory, Jay.
I love that.
Made me laugh because
stuck.
Lainey says something coming in. She goes, the guy from Cocky Boys. Or no, she was on the phone. She thought she was reaching out to the Lainey, right? You had like a missed phone call. It wasn't the guy at first, but you asked. You know, is this so-and-so? And I guess the person couldn't hear well. I'm just hearing Lainey on the phone go, is this Damien from cockyboys.com? And I was like, damn, what a great thing it's not. Goes, no, this is your bank calling. Are you using your card outside of your home state?
So he got offended by hearing Peyton's rants out in the hallway. Right, like
political
lots
rants?
Of
hallway. It was just outside.
No, it was also coming in through the hallway. I think
she was barking through the hallway
when she was. Well, yeah, she was barking all the way through.
Who made this place? Mexicans?
Yeah, basically. I mean, wow. Basically. And he's like, "I'm not coming on that show." And he bolts. He never even walks in.
Cocky
the door.
Boy bolted.
Cocky Boy bolts. Oh. Right.
Cockyboy.com.
Cockyboy.com. And we had two. The right term, I believe, is civilian gay men here, not in the industry. Right. And Peyton Sinclair. So the two gay guys, that they're just here for the ride. They don't want me to kiss.
One of them black. Sweet.
Yeah, and
one of them hilariously gay, but also
they were great.
At the end of the
they
day,
were really
a good
nice
guy.
Dudes, really good dudes.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to go have a beer with the guy with the half top, but you know, to each his own.
A beer's a beer.
Visual.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Really nice guys.
We're not going to roll in the same circles. We don't have to. But he's a good dude.
Both of them. And then, so now we have to come up with a new punishment. And originally I thought, well, I lost. It was going to be something like she was going to whip me, I think is what we said. Or it was whatever she wants for like 5 seconds or 10 seconds.
I said
like
10.
I tried to go 5.
For 7.
Yeah. But what ended up happening, and I think there's a clip of it that we could see.
You think there's a clip, dude? Dude, if this was a VHS tape, it would have been stretched and broken already.
So she had a butt plug that she had lubed up liberally.
Thank God.
Very liberal.
And she went up my shorts, me trying to struggle. And fucking curb stomped it up there.
All right. It was a side swing.
For it was in there.
She gives you a whack.
She
for
gives
sure.
me a whack.
And the energy change in the room when this thing.
It went in.
I was gonna say, you got this is a butt plug.
Did it pop?
I thought you were raped on your own show.
It was like a.
No, you'll see.
No, you'll see.
But wait, let me say.
I had to pull it out.
It's a butt plug. So the thing is. Ralph's asshole is closed now.
Around it.
Around
oh, no.
it.
Yeah. He's training.
You're training.
That reminds me of like.
Did you get hard? And also,
he used an industry term.
Immediately came. Also, you would think this, by the way. Sorry.
Dude, I would love right now to find out that Ralph's got that jewel one up his ass right now. Like, well, I mean, we already started. You might as well keep going. You know what I mean?
Also, if you think anyone that would understand consent would be a porn star, right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Think.
Yeah, she probably has a lot of ideas about stuff.
There's no consent in that world.
It was nuts. And then I had to like actually get in there and pull it out.
Oh.
You have the clip, Shannon? Can you play it, please? Now that we
know, yeah.
They filmed you pulling it out.
Well, no, you don't see.
It's not
my
even
asshole.
About pulling
I was
it
about
out.
To get in.
It's the no.
Did it make a noise when I came out?
I have the 5 second slow mo clip ready to.
Oh no!
Don't slow mo it yet.
Oh
that's,
no!
That's the one that I have. You give me a couple seconds. I'll get the full. One.
Yeah, the fury. I need to see the fury before I see. The
I mean,
slow-mo.
I'm scared.
By the way, so
you do have a smile on your face.
Well, this is before it happened. I didn't know what happened.
He's laughing because, like, she's first of all pawing at his dick.
Yeah.
And she has her hand up his butt. So he's like giggling. It's like tickly.
Yeah. It's like, I thought we were having a tickle fight.
Oh,
right
no.
there. Right there.
God. Awesome. Damn, dude, that's rape.
It was rape. There's
rape?
No.
That was rape.
Sure it's rape.
That was like by that Jodie Foster shit.
The amount, I want to say
you
this.
Prosecute, you are a faggot. But Let me say this is interesting about the SDR fans. All right. First of all, I would say I got 20 are you okays from the fans.
Yeah, of course.
Genuine concern. One guy, which I don't know if you, I sent it to you, I don't know if he was joking or serious, that he'd be a witness if I needed one, you know?
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing.
That's so surprising.
And also,
what
like,
an outpour.
It was an outpouring of support, which I was not ready for. I was more like, ah, you loved it, you fucking.
I'm ready to give you a hug right now.
Yeah. It was really.
Yeah, dude, you should have a blanket over you, like, at the end of Rambo.
Yeah, I thought I wanted to send a video to you and Shannon, me in the shower crying. But I didn't want, it was just too much energy. I didn't feel like
I want to see a picture of you sleeping on your belly with an ice pack up your butt.
It was like going to the doctor and getting the test, and yet for the next 3 hours, that lube is back there and it's just annoying.
But it was so much
sodomy, dude. It's also a religious crime.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Also, you can take this up with God. I'm the big man upstairs.
Now I can't get into heaven, apparently.
No, no way.
You're that's burn, like, you hear about porn stars doing this anal training, and like, I never did anal training because I just like was like, no, a dick went in my ass. That's just how it was. But then I started.
Basically, what happened?
When I did the more hardcore anal, I'd sleep with a butt plug in, and then I'd be on my way to work, like, and then I'd be in the Uber, like, oh shit, it's in me, like my asshole is like wrapped around the flat base, and I'm like, and I'm just absolutely terrified.
It swallowed the base.
Yeah, like my asshole's just like.
Oh, that could be a hospital trip.
Yeah, that's not
like,
great
and it
for
just,
you.
It just scared me so much, but like, you know, luckily I'm like, okay, it's gonna get out. I'm gonna get it out. Well,
You're optimistic.
A lot of hope. Eating a lot. A lot of pizza.
Well, like, I used to sleep with, like, a butt plug in. Like, and I don't know how I did it, but yeah, no, that's happened more than once where, like, my asshole just swallows the butt plug. But, like, you know, I'm just like, I'm going to be open up tomorrow. That's just how it's going to be.
Festival accident.
I immediately pulled it out. Like, that was my, to get this thing the fuck out of
here. Okay, Ralph. You know you're not gay, Ralph. Just relax.
It was.
Take a breath.
Sure, Ralph. You hated it so much, I bet.
I was afraid it was going to go in there and not come out. Go ahead.
Where'd you put it when you pulled it out?
She started sucking on it like a lollipop.
Here we go.
No way.
Here we go.
I kind of love her now.
You have to listen.
You're like, get it out.
I saw something huge. No. I saw listen that. To- I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I know fucking way. There's no way that's going
to happen. What are you talking
about? There's no way. And now she went up the side of my pants.
Don't talk over it.
What a Betwell. Boo.
No way.
Boo. This is the end of the SDR show.
Peer pressure.
Last episode.
Is it in?
No, wait. She just fucking, that stops.
Oh, no.
Dude, stop.
Oh, that's man. That's the greatest shit I've ever seen. I'm sorry, dude. I feel awful for you.
I'm fine.
Shannon, start that from where?
Well, leave it in there.
Dude, she's like.
Dude, your eyes,
James
it's so
Bond.
Real.
She it did was it under wild. Your fucking shorts.
No that's one knew what to do.
Kung Fu shit. She's like.
That should be a t-shirt right there.
Dude, I'm, are
like
you okay? Seriously,
I'm fine. Yeah, fine.
He's fine. It wasn't big.
No. When it got in at first, his face.
Of course, dude.
So now my pants are up. Now my pants are up, and I think I'm safe. And she went up the side. Here we go.
You
I'll
start
shut up.
Dressing up more.
Cram.
This is the end of the SDR show.
Is she punching you?
Is it in?
No. Look at her. She just fighting that. Stop.
He goes. Oh wow. That's the part. Oh wow. It's back like one more time.
It's
Shad.
Like a Disturbed song.
Turn it up.
Wah!
Oh wow. Oh wow.
Wow.
It really, by the way, someone should put that over the Disturbed Down with the Sickness.
Oh, yeah. Just like do a whole new remix where it's like, ah!
You know when you see people like the death, like Jay. Someone dies, like with Face of Death?
Yeah.
That's what that looked
you
like.
You look like you got that moment.
That moment. Like something was wrong.
Let's get this clean.
Spin
first. I saw there's something huge.
I started.
What?
I saw something huge. No. I saw that.
No, you need to like.
That. I'm not doing that.
You need to like cut that and put
no
like the Law and Order Special
there's
Victims
no way.
In it.
What a, I saw that.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
What a Betwell.
Boo.
No way.
Boo.
This is the end of the SDR show. Last episode.
Is it in?
Dude, she MMA'd your whole fucking torso.
It was wild.
She rocked your ass hard.
She rocked my ass. Yeah, there's no denying it.
May I ask what kind of life has someone led like her where she'll openly slap the shit out of a stranger?
Yeah, but I straightened her shit out after that. Ralph just got butt fucked and went home sad.
That is true.
I showed her what's up, but he's all walking.
Oh, I know. The lube is still up there. You went home and took the fastest shit of your life. And then held your knees and listened to fucking Boy George music.
All of that is pretty accurate.
Yeah, I know. Pretty fucking accurate. Down after an old fashioned meat and potatoes butt raping.
Oh, good old country.
Yeah.
Country crock style meat and potatoes butt raping.
She's from Jersey, the Garden State.
That was rough. That was rough, but
no,
I want to say
it was smooth. It couldn't have been any smoother. It was metal with lube on it.
It was and also to the SDR fans that did email me, I say thank you, very nice of you. And then also, we talked about how
only thank you for
thank caring
you for
about me getting raped.
My ass. It was the smallest thing, Ralph.
But also, we talked about how only twice in my life has a gay guy hit on me, and I've now
only
gotten
twice?
About 10 DMs.
Yeah.
Of dudes that
well, they
are,
know you're ready.
Now they're home clean and ready.
You're they're ready like, for the initial shot.
Bobby, make it a little cooler.
I bet they're looking at it and they're like, oh, I see.
I want to hear
training.
That noise.
I want to, yeah, they're like, I want to hear that noise. I want it to sound like one of those, like, I don't even know, like, it's like a blow up joy, like losing air. It's like,
I think if a guy said to Ralph right now, he goes, just let me just put the head in, you know, you're like, oh, I can't handle that.
And he's like, oh,
is it like killing
so
a man
hot.
Though? Like, you
so
can do
tiny.
It.
Put the rest
it's
in.
Easier now. Yeah. You did it once.
All right, before we go any further, you know that guy that has a guy? Nobody can find something but your friend. He has a guy.
That's, man. I know that's probably makes sense, but it sounds discombobulated. Here's what I want to say. First of all, this is for RockAuto.com, who rules, by the way.
Yeah, they've been a sponsor for a while.
I have had to order stuff from RockAuto.com.
Because you are a car owner.
I'm a car owner, yeah. And I will say, hands down, they are the cheapest prices. It's fucking fast. They're really great. But here's my problem, I want to say. We had a failed character when Legion of Skanks did a Rock Auto ad of... Lewis became the Rock Auto werewolf to compete with Delta Vampire, who's a fan favorite.
Yeah, I already don't like the character, but okay.
The werewolf?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound
it
right.
It was bad.
Doesn't sound right.
It wasn't good. We killed him.
Yeah.
We killed him with a silver car door from rockauto.com.
Are you trying to do the Rock Auto Frankenstein? Because I don't know if I want to do that.
Here's the issue. Lewis is already made. He is now also playing the part of, spoiler alert, the Rock Auto Frankenstein.
I mean,
how are you not the Rock Auto friend? Now, a moment ago, you were annoyed with the idea. Now you're annoyed
that
someone else is doing it, and it's not you.
By the way, on that topic,
mm-hmm.
logically, we were going to put a T-shirt out,
okay,
of the vampire and the Frankenstein.
And now they're going to make that Frankenstein.
Now it's going to be Lewis.
No, it's not going to be Ralph.
It's going to be Lewis.
It's going to be Lewis.
Yeah, so go do your fucking werewolf.
That guy takes everything.
God damn it! It's like, let's say, try to steal my stupid.
Do you want to audition some
Battle of the Bands idea
next week?
Maybe next week.
Next week you come with a character for the Frankenstein, and we'll compete with it. Okay. I'll tell Lewis, and we might have you guys Rock Auto Frankenstein.
Rock Auto Frankenstein off?
Yeah, maybe on the Zoom episode or something.
Can I tell you something else Skanks is stealing from SDR?
Well, I'm not surprised. What is it?
Stealing?
Yes. You guys are doing a small dick contest, but they're making the dicks do talent.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Which is what we did.
We've already done it.
SDR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I wanted to do a Battle of the Bands done right, and Lewis like, oh, you're stealing my idea. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like he came up with Battle of the Bands. Did I sound like Lewis there?
Doing Trouble the Frankenstein
in.
Thing?
All right, go rockauto.com.
Trouble in Paradise?
They have every auto part at reliable, phenomenal prices, and you don't even need to pass.
Make sure there's no promo code. But tell him SDR sent you, or Ralph's going to lose his shit on Lewis.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, so now I'm going to switch gears. Now that we've made fun of Ralph for a good 20 minutes, all right, we can move
Rob,
on.
I'll be honest with you. I could do a weekly show about that clip.
For sure. But we got Rob Dukes in the studio,
mm-hmm.
all right, and we're going to play a game.
He's going to be my co-host.
He's already got notes.
Yeah, me and him are going to John Madden this thing up, dude. Laser pointers. I mean, I promise you on Bonfire.
Telestration?
On Bonfire, I will find every possible funny thing of that moment. And
have you talked about it a bit already?
Too. It'll be on tomorrow's episode.
You pre-recorded
already? On the pre-record, we talked about it. Okay. But I almost brought it up today again, and then DJ Lou was like, no, that's
hasn't come out yet.
Thursday's episode. I was like, oh, well, next week we're going to have a lot of drops for you.
Right.
Oh, ah!
can you please have someone do the Disturb song with that? That would be fun.
Yes, dude. Don't worry. We have
like
producers
the,
over at the Bonfire.
The Law and Order
I'll even call in, Jay.
Just to
tag team. I'll call in.
Sorry, we just got DJ Lou.
So we're gonna switch gears. I just want to show one of my favorite Rob Dukes moments of all time. Okay, it's I think it's Wacken.
Lockin.
How the fuck you pronounce it? I've got my asshole.
Is this the time someone jammed a
butthole up his ass? It's the Wall of Death from that. What year is that?
Yeah.
2008.
Shannon, I sent you the video earlier. It's one of the wildest. I mean, I've seen lots of Walls of Death, but this one is pretty fucking wild.
Assault.
I want to split
assault.
This place down the middle.
By the way, they treat her ass better than you guys treat last
week. Yeah, that's for sure. They have more respect than Peyton did for my ass.
I
That's so
damn,
cool.
Damn, that'll be fun.
That's awesome.
How many people in here? Do you know roughly? Is that
about 85,000?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Come back more, motherfuckers!
And you let him see it. We're from America, fuckface.
I want you to kill everyone over there. And I want you to kill.
Although I will say, they don't listen right away because they start before you tell them.
America!
The first 10 guys are idiots.
And he says, oh, God. They don't understand English.
Oh, my God.
It's like Braveheart.
Oh, no.
That's just fucking insane.
I can't even, like, see their bodies. It's like one of those dust storms when you see, like, fights in a cartoon and it kind of does that, like, gray, like, tumbleweed type action. That's what it looks like, but, like, in real life.
It's nuts.
Can I say it's my second favorite Wall of Death I've ever seen?
Okay.
The first one was when we did... Shannon, you can see there's video of this, but when we did Goddamn Comedy Jam at Skankfest at Gantry Loft the first time, we had like a bigger space, and I did Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and I...
You did a Wall of Death?
But it's not... That's not what was this. That would have been fine. That would have been fun. When everyone cleared, Nate Bargatze... who doesn't like music at all even,
no,
doesn't know what a Wall of Death is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when everyone just parts ways, he just stays in the middle and just somehow believed he was like, oh, nice. Look at all this room. And he's drinking still. This is before he stopped drinking. God. And he's like, and I'm like off microphone while they're doing like the da-noon, da-noon, da-noon. And I'm going like, Nate.
Get the fuck out of there.
Get out of the way. And he just keeps putting his drink up like, yeah. And I'm like, and... These guys are going for 2 minutes of the breakdown that I'm like, I can't. I think I said on microphone at one point. I'm like, Nate. And he's just like, it's good. And then we got to the thing, you know, like, break your fucking face. And he's running. And Nate, I swear to you, I saw this. When they collapsed in on Nate, I just saw him go, weep, boop. Like, he like went up in the crowd and squirted back down. He was fine, but it was the weirdest. It was so fun. He just would not get out of the middle.
There's at the end of the Exodus DVD, we were in Chicago at the House of Blues, and there's the same thing happened. The room splits, and there's one guy with no shirt on, big, huge, fat guy. And I'm like, everybody, fuck that guy up.
Oh, man.
And you see him. He has no clue. It's like he didn't speak English or something. He's just like, and then... You just see him just get fucking hammered and just go, he gets pushed one way. It was fucking hilarious. And I filmed it all. It's all on the DVD.
Oh, that's great.
And he came to a second show and did the same thing for me. He goes, I'm going to do that again.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, cool.
That's a much more manly man than me.
I told you before, I took my my ex-wife, one of our early dates was to, took her to Ozfest.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilyn Manson was co-headlining. And Slipknot was before Marilyn Manson. This is just Slipknot's first album. Out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't really know it or really overcare that much. That was when we were kind of walking around the festival getting food or something. And then they ended their set. And then I was like, oh, let's go get like a good spot on the lawn for Manson. And we run up there. And then Slipknot comes back out and they do Spit It Out, which I know now. I love Slipknot. And it's one of my favorite things they do now. And they did it every night when I was on tour with them. But I didn't know this thing they do. They make everybody get down during the breakdown on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Jump up, yeah.
And it leads up to he redoes the part. And he goes, jump the fuck up. And the place just goes, the entire
lunatics.
Place. Yeah. I didn't know. And everyone's getting down. They're looking at each other with this thing. And I'm like, just squatting with my new girlfriend. And I'm like, and she's like, what are we doing? I go, I don't know. But these guys seem to know what we're doing. And then we even like stand up at one point. I'm like, I don't know. We're down for so long. I'm like, all right, I'm up. And I was like, what are we? And there was nowhere to go. And that thing happened, like both of our feet were off the ground, and I'm screaming at her not to panic in the most panicked tone ever.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So the newest band is Generation Kill, right? You did one album, though, initially with DMC. You changed the name.
No, I didn't change the name. I met Daryl, and he said, hey, I want you to do... He'd heard Generation Kill, and he said he wanted to do me to do vocals on his solo record. Do a song with him. And I said, okay. So I said, I got this song that I've been writing called Lot Lizards. It's about the lot lizards at the truck stops. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's do that. So we went to the studio here in New York and did it. And then it just kind of led to more songs. So we were like, we're having so much fun. And he's fucking Daryl from Run
DMC.
Right,
he's done the show a couple times. It's one of the coolest.
So we just kept writing. We just kept doing it, and then we.
Became, was it Fragile Mortals?
Fragile Mortals. That's what we called it, and that was. So basically, that was like we had just put the Generation Kill album you hear now. That was kind of just got put on hold until this one came out. So
okay, that
and then COVID fucked it all up. And
well, for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Changed bass players and fucking so like you know shit happens. So
now the new album, yep. which is out, is it out or is it not out yet?
It came out in March.
Okay, yeah. And I know the song I like is Evil Eye. That's with Chris, right?
That's a Chris Poland from Megadeth.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I got John Joseph from the Cro-Mags sang on it.
That's cool.
And I had Gary Holt from Slayer and Exodus.
Right.
He played on the Neverland. We got like four or five videos out. And yeah, it's doing good, man. We just did a tour with Dead by Wednesday. Just got home yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay, good timing, man. Yeah. And you started your podcast, Put Up Your Dukes.
Yeah, a couple months ago. I started doing musicians and comedians. I had Greg Fitzsimmons on, and I you know had Bobby was on the list, but I wanted to do it live. I've been doing it all Zoom. And Greg was the first one where we sat across from each other, smoked cigars. I'm like, this is the way I want to do it. The Zoom thing sucks.
It does suck. We do. It's just hard. It's just never going to be as good.
Never. So I wanted to come out. I wanted to do Jay and Bobby and fucking. I just love the live thing. And
it is much better.
Yeah. No matter what you do, it's never going to be as good. It just sucks. It's just an unfortunate truth.
Yeah, you talk over each other.
You can't get stuff shoved up your ass on.
The number one reason why I don't want
to
do it.
What is great about it is you could shit talk somebody else on the show to one person directly, though, in chat.
Oh, yeah. I know, but also still, even now, once in a while, I'll text Shannon something here. I'll do that.
Really?
But, yeah, sure. About you, usually.
What do you say? Like I'm a hand job or something?
I mean, that's obvious.
Hey, Ralph, just by the way, during quarantine, if you'd have been training your ass the way you're supposed to, wouldn't have had such a big
But one time during quarantine, Jay was upset. Didn't something go up your ass on one of the shows?
That was the punishment.
It was the password. Yeah. It was actually the passport.
Porn Star Password. Last time we played Porn Star. Second to last time. And something went up your ass.
Did you make that same?
No, Jay took it like a champ.
Stella Carter.
Well, he knew it was coming, though, in defense of Ralph.
I had no clue. And by the way...
She was unbelievable.
The last thing I'll say about it, when your shorts are up, you think you're safe.
That's what I'm saying. She's a professional.
That was wild. I thought I was golden.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's one of the coolest.
She was going through them if you had held the bottom.
She would have ripped my pants off.
Somehow she was getting there.
Because that's fucking like,
either way.
And she put it in her mouth after.
Because Jay was saying things like, oh, I went out campaigning for Joe Biden.
It's true.
Oh. I changed my pronouns to they, them.
Absolutely true.
And every one of them, she's like, really? Like, just annoyed about it.
She couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
what loves abortions. This guy thinks abortions rock.
Let me ask you one. I know it's a long time.
He doesn't
ago.
Wear condoms, yeah. So people get pregnant, so he can make them get abortions.
One of the things I read about you, I don't know if it's true or not, because sometimes I'm wrong. That you, before Exodus, you were in a band. You quit the band, and the band ended, and then you did 11,000 miles on a motorcycle, just touring the country, tuning out the world.
Yeah, basically, it was right after 9/11. Was in a band and didn't work out and the band just didn't fold. I quit and just so I gave everything I owned to my buddy Rob, who was living here illegally from England. I gave him all my possessions in my apartment and I got on my motorcycle and I left and I had like $1,300 in my pocket my plan was to go to LA. I was kind of like that was where I was gonna end up. I just traversed the country and I got a job here and there to make some money and I ended up in LA maybe like 9 months later. Just spent all this time on my motorcycle alone, didn't talk to anybody, no cell phone.
Where'd you sleep?
It was awesome. And then I get there and got a gig at the El Rey, loading in bands. Mm-hmm. And then I got a gig as a guitar tech, a tech for guys, tech for Navarro for a little bit. I tech for Steve Stevens, Jerry Cantrell. I just got all these gigs, and then I ended up on the. I got a call and said, "Hey, you want to do the be a guitar tech on the Exodus Megadeth tour?" I'm like, "Yeah, 6 weeks, Canada, Europe, Canada and U.S." I'm like, "All right, cool." So jumped on the bus. I was like, "Yo, I've been a fan since day one, man." They're like, "Oh, cool." So we're immediately like buddies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was on the Exodus bus, not on the Megadeth bus. Think fuck. and then at the end of the tour I sang one song on the last show. I got up and I sang one song and they called me like a month later. I went out with Satyricon and on a tour right after I jumped, like I got on a plane and flew right to another tour and when I right before Christmas Gary and Tom called me and said, "Hey, you want to come audition?" I was like, "Yeah." So I went back to LA where I lived at the time and I got on my motorcycle. I rode up to San Francisco, auditioned, and then I got the gig, and then I spent the next 10 years on a tour bus.
That's pretty wild.
108 awesome. Countries later.
That's great. And it was,
can I say, unrelated, Lita sits with a real man spread, and it's awesome.
I believe we should have awesome. Like a nice man wild. Spread and make the world yeah. go a lot.
That's pretty wild.
Better.
I like it.
Yeah, like, and I think you got to air it out.
I could be wrong that it wasn't the first record, so I could be wrong. The one is Shovelhead Kill Machine.
Shovelhead Kill Machine was the first record.
God damn it, that song is one of, that is my favorite of yours. I fucking love
right
that.
Right on, dude.
Love that yeah. song. Awesome. And Josh, I know, I just want to say this quickly. You are going to be at the Comedy Store
yes.
next week.
What La Jolla Comedy Store next Wednesday, August 24th, 8 p.m. I'll be there headlining that show.
All right, before we go any further.
Yes.
Are you a responsible adult?
Yes.
Are you over the age of 21?
Yes.
Are you living in a state where the fabled Delta 8 is legal?
Yes.
And you want to get high?
Yes.
Doing really super, super duper, duper high.
Yes.
Well, I got to say, you sound bored.
Yes. Well, the monster thing seems to be all thrown around willy-nilly now.
You seem
spokespeople.
You
I don't seem remember annoyed. Monsters being spokespeople.
You seem annoyed by this.
I feel like Count Chocula, Booberry, and Frankenberry were the last three monsters being promo. And then the Delta 8 Empire comes out, and next thing you know, there's
was
werewolves.
It, was
there's.
It just was it a, just a werewolf, or did it have like a catchphrase?
No, no catchphrase. No creativity.
Any
I
boys?
Was not involved in the creation, you know?
Okay.
You can only expect so much.
I already don't like it. That's all I'm going to say.
He's dead.
He's dead already. All right, good.
He was
thank
killed
God.
With a silver car door.
How many spots did he get?
Oh, he did about two before we realized the low ceiling on the old
one-trick
werewolf.
The one-trick pony.
And then they gave rise to a new spokesperson, a Frankenstein, and Ralph.
Not me.
You're not the Frankenstein.
It's bizarre.
What the fuck is going on?
It's bizarre.
Gas Digital, may I say, is ass overhead on this one.
Well, if you want gummies, vapes, all with super duper high Delta 8, and it's legal.
True that.
Not Frankenstein.
Nope. Good nope. product.
Fuck
good
you.
Product. Easy to promote. You know what I mean? Vapes, gummies, look cool. Cool for kids.
Cool for everybody.
I'm thousands of years old.
Yeah,
so
kids is like 100.
90-year-old to be yeah. a kid to me. You know what yeah. I mean?
And use the promo code GUESS, but, you get 25%
you know,
off.
That's what I'm going to say to cover up what I said, but you know what I mean. Actual kids. Actual children.
We're talking prepubescent.
Remember how they make pills into gummies so kids eat them? Same life.
Same exact thing.
We got the Flintstone Chewables guy on board. Try all the flavors.
We hired him. We got him in.
Oh, get baked with the sweet taste of blueberries, just like your favorite pancakes, kiddies.
They're all in pretty colors, too.
Oh, pretty colors.
Cute names.
Oh, give them to your baby
characters.
Sister. Characters fun. Not chokeable at all.
Not even a little bit.
Teeny bitty bits.
Go to yodelta.com. Stock up on all your favorite Delta 8s.
Well, also, if you're about 13 or so, you probably want to get into the vape game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And guess what? We got that shit, too. Let your little baby sister have the gummies. You're out there puffing on the corner like James Dean.
Looking cool as shit on the school ground.
Nothing looks cooler than blowing smoke out of your
Listen,
mouth.
Listen, kids. Nothing.
Look, nothing looks
watch
cooler.
Every movie with a cool guy.
Join a band. Have sex with your stepmother.
All at yodelta.com.
Burn it all down. The monsters are everywhere. This is stupid at this point.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, so what we're going to do now, kids.
Thank you.
Is we are playing Password. Old school Password. Okay. And we are going to have, the way it's going to work is me and you are a team.
Fucking
you two are a team, right? You are going to take a card, turn to these two. So they're going to know the word.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to know the word. Shannon's going to kill the screen.
Do we got yet. A clock? Do we got a clock, Shannon?
I'm timing in here. You have 15
no, you
seconds
can't
each
cheat
time.
With a glass.
Hold the word. I don't want to see any of the words.
I'm not going to look at the glass behind you either. So,
so
yeah.
You can only say one word. Can't be the word on the card, obviously. We'll do a coin toss or a flip to see which team's going first. You guys or us guys.
And she's going to stand
you have
behind.
A coin on you?
Heads up, Jay. I'm dumb as fuck.
And she's going to miss. She's also going to help misdirect you guys and us guys because she's going to have her honkers out.
I'm going to have my honkers out.
Her honkers, dude?
Dude, how old are you?
Different dude, man.
Never
since that really rape. Ever since that different. Rape.
Lead, at any point if you feel uncomfortable with Ralph, you could rape.
Anything up my head.
You put something up his ass. I mean, I got like a mean fist. I've been told I have buttons.
Whatever you need.
Look how tiny your fist is.
Apparently.
You course. Think you can't swallow that thing up?
According to Peyton, shorts, it's totally fine.
It's like a natural butt plug.
She's going to make a puppet, though.
You know, we keep talking about the force it was put in. We're not talking about how easily you accepted that inside.
Well, no, one time, like, I got fisted for the first time earlier this year.
Me too.
And
me too.
I love it.
I told this girl, I want you to put your hand up my ass and work me like a puppet.
And
she did.
Nice.
What a great friend. What a great woman.
It was just amazing.
Ass fisting?
Ass fisting. Well, like, I can,
like, not
but like this, though, right?
Well, like this, wand. You can't truly do this, in porn. Like, they always make it seem like, yeah, we could do this. But, you know, you can't. It's more like, you could do this, and eventually you could kind of make
where were you last month?
Yeah, have you seen the foot?
But everyone thinks, like,
foot
fisting? It's like, yeah.
Where were you last month when I was blunt force trauming assholes around this country?
But, like, okay, you have not lived life until you've had a toe in your ass. Like, I realized that, where, like, a toe in
your
ass.
You know what's
funny?
Isn't it the title of your
biopic? It's my one regret. My grandmother passed away before I found it out to tell her.
You gotta put a foot up your ass. Like Red Foreman always said, I'm gonna put my foot in your ass. And then I tried it, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Can the winner toe your asshole tonight?
That's interesting.
Yes. Fox.
Whoa!
Yay!
That's a true right, win.
So please face that way first.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Jay,
okay.
I'm going to let you go first.
Thank you.
Because I'm a gentleman. So this is two Mr. Dukes.
Okay.
And I'm not going
to. One clue on.
I'm not looking at that. I don't want to look at seeing any reflections in the window or anything.
How about you just don't cheat?
I'm not cheating for the first time.
Not.
So I could see a reflection.
Go ahead.
So basically you're giving me a clue and I got to figure it out.
I'm just giving you a one
so
word
clue.
So
I show you the card? And then
yeah, but also I think that we need a little honker distraction. Is that
you
possible?
Need a honker. Uno honker.
Uno honker.
Glad that you embraced.
I'm signing up for the two
I don't
want to
be so distracted.
Yeah, and I'm glad you embraced my honker term.
One tip.
I'm distracted, but I'm still in the mix.
Alrighty. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Okay. Cobain.
Suicide.
Now it's you to me.
Same
word, obviously.
Shotgun.
Wait. Wait. So
you already know the word.
Just one word.
Yeah. 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 He has to go. I've already saw it.
Yeah.
No.
No, you're trying
Let's
to make Ralph
start again.
All right. I didn't know if the clock was going either.
No. So we'll start again.
I fucked
just
it
so
up,
you know.
Okay.
No. So you guys go, and when he doesn't get the word, then it's you have the
then
same
then
word.
Then I can jump right back. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Sorry about that. Let's do it.
Get it. Okay. We're all on the same page now?
Shotgun. All right, there you go.
All right, so next one, Jay.
Next one?
I think it's that one.
Going. So I turn this way?
No.
We're starting over because we messed up.
And now it's to us, right? Or you want to do it again because you messed up?
We were going to start over.
I thought you keep giving up.
No, but he said the word, apparently.
Yes, though.
He didn't say the word.
Oh, I thought he did say the word.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
I thought you said that was the word. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Shotgun. I fucked it up.
I'm sorry.
It's a clue to you.
Shotgun is a clue to me.
Yes.
So we are right. I thought that was the word. I apologize. So you said.
So let's start over, please. Can we start over? Because this seems off.
All right, scrap it. We'll start again.
It was
off.
Fucking Dukes fucked it up.
It was Nirvana. That's what that one
okay,
was.
Okay, that was going to be my guess anyway. But anyway.
So I start back.
Yeah, start back with Jay.
From Shotgun right. And Cobain.
No, from Cobain.
Knew that one.
Okay.
Okay, so you know both know. We were trying to get us. Jay, you first. Go.
Asshole.
Butt plug.
Okay, now you try to get it to me.
We were just talking about it.
No, you can't. It's got to be one
word. There's got to be one word.
Oh, my bad.
Wow.
We'll go back to you then.
Sucks.
Fisting.
Why is it got to be one
Nobody
word?
Nobody understands. Because that's how passwords work.
I'm kind of high.
Fisting.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was going to be my guess.
I should have said it first.
Right, do I get the point? Give it to us.
Now I actually understand.
Give it to us.
We should have did a rehearsal.
So we don't get a point.
You get the point. You get the point. You get the point.
All right.
Now I know, Ralph.
Your face
sorry.
Us only.
All right.
Show us a word.
Ralph, how much no will you cheat for a toe in your ass?
Okay.
Okay.
You go first.
MDMA.
Ecstasy.
Now I go to you. Drug.
Molly.
Boom. Pow. Slap.
That was helpful, though.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah,
that's why we would have gotten Nirvana also.
All right, so now you go back to them.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay,
perfect.
We got it.
Now
we're
we got
cooking.
It.
We're cooking.
Oh, I forgot to have this.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
And right, now we won, so we go first. Say something.
Metal.
Thrash.
You got his already, right? Corey.
Slipknot.
Yes.
Fuck, cop.
I don't know the band as yeah. well.
Okay, all so right, now,
your guys' turn.
Now it's back to us.
My bad.
Alrighty.
I like the booby, by the way.
The booby out.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay, right. Got it.
Funny if you're like, I don't like it.
All right. Do you want to go first? Really thinking.
P.
You're going to start some controversy with that one.
That's only one word. One thing, word. Right? Always.
Once time's up.
Yeah, time's up. He's just Shannon just said.
Oh.
So make a guess.
I was going to say Rage Against the Machine.
But... Okay. All right. Oh, look at that. Okay.
I forgot I had them.
Late.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So you remember his...
I do.
Ejaculate.
Piss.
Don't even worry about another clue. It's squirting.
Pow! Cock! Damn!
I was going to say, like, when you say pee and squirting, there's like that big debate in porn. It's like,
doesn't matter,
squirt
it's pee.
Pee. But I say, I call maybe squirt diet pee pee because it's like diluted pee, it's but I like pee. Piss, so it's okay.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's the same thing pee's carried in without the waste.
They don't like thinking about it, but I call it diet pee pee. Squirt
pee
pee. You know when you get like a diet soda, it's like no sugar.
Sounds like a medical
piece of shit.
I'm a closed minded piece of shit because it's pee.
It is pee. I agree it's pee. When people are like, hey, squirt is pee, I'm like, good.
Right?
All right. So what did Shannon, is it one at two
pee
to
drinkers,
one?
Two to one. Yeah,
2-1.
Jeez. Okay, so now it goes to back to them.
Okay.
Okay. Put it down so they don't see anything.
I don't like that we're losing already. I'll tell you this.
Multiple.
Weird.
Threesome.
No, it's not threesome.
Okay.
Many. Remember his clue. Many.
Orgasms?
No.
Okay.
Gangbang.
Yes.
God cock.
That's how he got it from that.
I saw his face.
See, I didn't know I could do faces to you. I'm trying to like play it clean.
I don't like it now. Now we're down 3-1.
Oh, no.
Dude, someone's going home without butthole.
Many was a good
tonight.
Clue, though, right?
That was a good clue. That was a good clue. All right, now it's to us.
Okay.
Good boobies.
Thank you. I think you should make it a little harder.
Oh, God, I have no idea here, but you go ahead. Hide it. Wow, now they're both out.
I wish I could do a summer.
And she's doing the man spreading. I love it all.
Yeah, the man spread's nice.
The man spread, you gotta spread it out.
Tattoo.
It's taking a long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
You're up 3-1.
There's always like a
5 seconds.
It's a through line here of porny stuff or. All right, Shannon. I was describing something.
Oh,
tattoo, midget.
Wow, Jay's the only one who gets that noise. All right. This is going to be not a good clue, I don't think, for you. But
thanks,
Henley. Good clue though. Probably, I got to read the room. It's the wrong clue for him.
Time's up.
Don?
I mean...
You said Henley.
Walsh.
Eagles.
Yeah, so you're right.
Oh!
Yeah, you're
see,
right.
We're like helping them more than we're helping
that's
our fucking selves.
That's the problem.
Selves,
yeah, goddamn it. They're killing us.
Now it's their turn, right?
Yeah, goddamn it. They're killing us.
We need
us.
To do something.
All right, you guys ready?
Fuck me in the asshole.
Okay.
Hide it.
I got it.
I'm first.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you guys are.
I'm ready. Boom, boom. Good,
dude's pretty good boobies.
This is a lob, dude. Dyke.
Can't be lesbian.
It is.
God damn it. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I think you got to do one more. I mean, this
okay, you guys ready for the last one?
It's the last one.
This is for 5,000 points?
It's for 5,000 points.
See, here's the problem. Me and Rob are in the same world. You think you live in Josh's young, handsome world, but you don't.
I do not.
Your eyeballs suck that in?
Yeah, I do not. You got that?
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Cow shit.
Mushrooms.
Fuck me in the face!
I'm allergic to mushrooms.
Is that one word, though? Can we keep going?
It's fine. I allow it. We got destroyed on
this.
That's
pretty hairy. We got smoked.
We got hyphenated, at least.
Jay has been killing you lately, Rob.
Yeah, by the way, we don't know the total yet, but I think now we're, at the very least, Ty or you're beating me.
I don't know going into that, that you're on a
pull-up.
You should do a pull-up contest. Give yourself a chance, dude.
That was awful. God.
Yeah, that was horrible. One-on-one basketball.
That Henley one pissed me off. I should have got you that. That's on me.
Meanwhile, go back to the shots.
But what was the tattoo?
What was tattoo?
So tattoo is a lot of eagles are tattooed. Oh. Eagles. And I was like, I knew he wasn't going to get on the first one, but I knew.
Yeah, okay, okay.
If I had said Walsh.
You're speaking a whole language with him that I'm like, you have like tattoo. I was thinking Fantasy Island.
That's what got Al Franken canceled.
Stop spinning. It's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
I'm talking about the fucking game.
Meanwhile, she's juggling her titties.
What a game. This should be a Dave and Buster's.
So is your toe going to go in her butt? Is that the plan now?
It's going to be a toe in my ass. I'm so excited.
You won, Jay. Come on.
She's pretty pumped.
You won, Jay.
I'm so excited.
Where do we put the toe in her butt?
Go to spoil.
Right here? In this general area?
I mean, I should probably like... hand sanitize my toe.
Don't clean your toe.
And, we'll get in that toe.
How about this? While you're doing that, we'll start the first with Mr. Dukes.
Oh.
That makes sense. Is she bringing... Oh, look. Shannon has fucking got this shit covered.
Thank you, Shannon.
Shannon.
All right, so listen. This is what we'll do.
Yes.
We'll hit the first for the both of them.
Cool.
Because Josh has done it already.
That's fair.
And then you'll get your toe ready. Does that make sense for everybody?
I'm on a monitor.
Shannon?
Thanks, buddy.
Yes. We're doing first?
We're doing the first.
The first time.
First time
ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Before we go any further, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
The few people I told, hey, Rob Dukes is coming to the studio right now, every answer was, it's a fucking cool dude. You're a fucking cool dude.
Thanks, man.
God damn it.
I like you had your people. Doubts.
You know, he's been in my house.
I'm a cool dude. I like those people.
He's been in my house.
Yeah.
And by the way, kudos on you for not changing your phone number for 10 years.
That's awesome.
I've had it for longer than that.
I mean, that was wild. So it was really cool. Very cool. Very happy. Mm-hmm.
I think I've had the same phone number since like 2013. Yeah, so
you're not a fucking famous rock
star. But people message me and they're like, hey, they're like, hey, bleep, 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 my real name. How have you been? And then I'm like, oh, and they're like, what are you up to? I'm like, oh my God, I do porn. And they're like, no way. And then one guy's like, what's your porn name? And then he's like, oh, you know, I masturbated to your porn. Now I'm uncomfortable because we were like friends in high school. So
but they didn't recognize you?
They didn't they're like, you know, I didn't think about it. Oh, okay. Like they didn't, because you know, they haven't seen me in like.
Van Halen wrote a song about you.
They haven't seen like me since ninth grade, and they're like, that's oh my God, that's you.
All right, so the name of the show is The SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this question since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. Their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We ask you about the first concert you ever went to. It doesn't have to be a rock concert.
Just
the first concert you went to, and we'll start with you, Rob.
The Who, Shea Stadium, The Clash opened.
Wow.
Awesome. I was a huge Who fan, and after that concert, I never listened to The Who again.
It was that bad?
No, I just, The Clash took my life over.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And that was
That's cool. And your first concert?
So my first concert, my dad was like a huge like rock guy. It was Rush, the Time Machine Tour in 2010. I was 9. So that was my first concert. My dad used to take me to Life is Beautiful. I've seen Weezer. I've seen the Foo Fighters. So like I was very, my dad's like, this is important.
And we just did the math on how old she is, everybody.
I'm only 21. I was born in 2001. I'm like
those
a 9-11 baby.
21-year-old boobies.
All right, Ralph. Have a little class before I put my toe in her butt.
Nope.
Jay's been using so much Purell. It's gonna sting. You gotta let it dry.
It's gonna feel like a spice.
Out too, right?
No, I'm pure on
the
but I will say this. I lotion my feet every day. My feet are soft and nice.
Okay. And I think her
you could have a worse toe in your butt.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, mine. I got a wonky toe.
Mine.
Well, you know, like some people, they get like the kind of yellow, like curl of toes. My it kind of looks like an eagle claw.
Yeah. You don't want that in your butt. I mean, there's a market for it.
Rob, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug.
Four hits of windowpane LSD.
That's fucking badass. How old were you?
Fifteen. No, I was like 15, and we watched The Wall, and then the Led Zeppelin movie back to back on Laserdisc. My friend had a Laserdisc in his basement on a big. And I remember just.
And he's like, the future is now. And now the past curious. Is all
Laserdisc will event. Never be outdated.
There, everyone's got room for a record collection of films.
Your first drug after weed.
The first drug after weed, I was like 16. I did LSD. And I remember I watched Coraline. And that was such a trippy music. Like, such a trippy movie. And then, like, I listened to a bunch of music all night. It was just insane. And then I drew a bunch of pictures. I wish I still had my LSD drawings. Though. Yeah, LSD. Like,
that's
it,
a pretty good one.
And that just definitely, like, opened my mind. But I mean, I've only done LSD like three times in my entire life.
Three times more than me, kid.
Okay.
And now, the first time you had sex, Rob?
First time I had sex, I was 18. And it was my mom had a party at her house.
Oh, thank
God.
I thought you were going to say with his mom. I'm like, that's kind of hot. She had
a bunch of nurses over. And one of the nurses asked if I could, if I needed money to come over. She needed her fence painted. And I went over, and I didn't paint her fence. And that was it.
I mean, the biblical sense.
Three days of going back to paint the fence, and then I never saw her again.
Did your mom?
I don't remember her name.
It's just a Seeger song.
Remember her name.
That's the best.
That's pretty cool, though. She was much older?
36, 37.
Oh, I love
like
it.
That.
We need more women like that in the world. Yeah. Training the 18-year-old.
Nurse virginity.
Yeah. And your first time?
My first time, I was 16. It was with a boyfriend from high school, and he was... Yeah, no, I wasn't saying anything like that. But he was like, we were watching porn one day. We're like, hey, we should try that. And right. I like, for our
Who said we should try that? You or him?
Me. But like, our 1 month anniversary, I always wanted to try anal because I watched anal porn. So like, I stole lube from like CVS. Mm-hmm. And then like, he stole a butt plug from Spencer's. And then like, I wore the butt plug in all day at school. And then later, like, he fucked me in the ass after class.
Wait a minute.
Anal is the new blowjob.
Come on. So your first time having sex was anal?
No. This was like a month after we were dating. Already.
I misunderstood.
But we were like going all crazy.
Stuff,
yeah, the 1 month anniversary.
Yeah, we don't
have
go around just getting rammed up the ass every week like you, Ralph.
I saw even that, like my
You're
first anal
ass
time,
in
I wasn't
here,
like,
Ralph.
Ah! Like I wasn't even that scared. Like that was just some pussy shit. Like you need to work up your anal game. That's embarrassing.
Really? Everyone knows that if there's one critique I've been making about this piece of shit, Christ only knows how many years. It is honestly how tight his ass.
Yeah, it really is embarrassing.
I bet it's like super tight. I bet it's like a belly button.
It is. Cram a piece of coal to you. You got a diamond.
I love you, Jay.
Yeah. Drag his ass across the sand. He's going to make you a window.
Perfect.
All right. Now, before Jay puts his... What size shoe are you, by the way?
14. I don't know if size 14 toe.
But I'm curious. A toe's not a toe.
A toe's like a butt plug.
Right?
Right. All right.
Ralph?
Let's go.
Can you answer that question? Is a toe like a butt plug?
Apparently.
I wouldn't know.
It's that same shape. It's that nice, like, pointy shape.
I want to end on the... On the insertion.
Oh yeah, well, let me.
So we'll do the plugs. Rob, let's hear everything Generation Kill and everything Rob Dukes.
Oh man, I mean, basically just
Generation Kill Band on
Generation Kill Band is the website. You can see all our videos. You can buy all the
Generation
merch.
Kill .band for people
Generation Kill .band, and then I'm Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. I'm just a regular dude, man. You know what I mean? We're just doing out, trying out, and fucking going on tour. I try to talk to Lewis and play the Vegas. What we wanted to do was we were going to learn a bunch of cover songs, and then all you fucking guys could come up and be rock stars for a little bit and sing with us. Yeah. We wanted to do that. Lewis never got back to me. Bobby Bobby's up on his house, so it's kind of like, just kind of whatever. But
Bobby Kelly.
Bobby Kelly.
I was going to say Bobby Hutch. What a piece of shit.
If Bobby Hutch didn't respond, I'm like, Bobby?
No. Bobby? Okay. So, that's what we wanted to do, but... The offer was out there.
Maybe, yeah. We're coming back to New York, so.
I'm going
to
say one other thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I brought this up, Brett. Great honkers. Really,
they're
really
all
great
natural.
Honkers.
They've definitely grown since I've gone into porn. It's been 3 years since I started. I had like a 38B, but now I'm like, I got measured because I was going to buy like a 50, like a $500 lingerie set. So I'm like, I guess I get the measured. And I'm a double D. That's just insane. Like, it's just.
Right.
Double I can't
D?
Believe that I've gotten bigger.
Those
look
like C's.
And I'm like, what? Well, like, I think they've gotten bigger because like my chest area, but
rib cage.
My rib cage area. But But like, I'm like, what? They're double D's. That's like the greatest news of this year. But they've grown since I've gotten into porn.
I think Shannon should show you around town while you're here.
I think so. I'll be here till Sunday.
Yeah. Shannon?
Shannon, come on.
Tell her you're vegan. You guys are going to be dinner buddies. Josh, all your plugs, please.
At Josh Accardo, joshaccardo.com. Headlining the Comedy Store in La Jolla Wednesday, August 24th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets online. Yeah.
Coming to Phoenix anytime soon?
No.
You?
No.
No.
Maybe. I might actually.
I don't think I've ever been to Phoenix.
Never? I used to live it's out awesome there for 6 months. I hated it. It was boiling hot. It was like living in an oven.
Save your money.
Jay, your plugs?
Where's that
toe? My main plug is this big fat toe of mine.
This big fat toe.
This weekend, if you're listening live, everybody, I'm going to be in Omaha at the Omaha Funny Bone. I'm going on Larry the Cable Guy's radio show tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, amazing.
Because he's an Omaha legend.
That sounds fucking lit. I love him. You know what? I would love to meet him and say, I loved you in, what was it, The Tooth Fairy 2? Just because, like, just to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
Be like, I loved you in this really crappy movie.
I say,
just to say obnoxious.
I say snubbed by the Oscars on that one.
Is it true that he's not really a redneck, that he was actually a doctor's kid, grew up in Chicago, and, like, he just, that was just
a character? I think he is, like, a Southern guy, but no, he's like Dan Whitney.
Is it true that he never worked at Spectrum either?
Ralph. Omaha this weekend, Friday, Saturday, four shows. The early shows, I'm going to be running my hour basically for my special. So come to the early shows if you want to hear that. And if you want to hear me dick around, come to the late shows.
Fair enough.
I think it's a fun way to announce it now because that's kind of what's going on. But yeah, and then I'm all over the place. Tampa, Columbus, Ohio, everything leading up to Skankfest, doing my 1 hour special there. Very exciting, all coming
I'll
together.
Be a Skankfest.
Fuck
I'm
yeah.
coming.
Awesome.
Come,
Vegas, I'll be the skank at Skankfest.
And it's going to be fucking, I'm you excited
should,
for the special.
He should, I mean, and now that, I mean, unfortunately his band is not playing, but is Goddamn Comedy Jam playing? Do you know? I don't even know. If they are, you should get up and fucking.
I think that may have been why I did, because we already had the jam.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, it'd be fucking cool as shit. Get up and sing.
Hell yeah.
But I'll be there. I'm going to stay the whole weekend. Hang out with you, Bobby. And
this is the first Skankfest I'm going to stay the whole time.
You should
stay in the whole time.
I normally don't.
You should, it's going to be fucking
go in, go out. That's what I do.
It's dumb. It's so fun.
I still want to do.
And you got to be there for my special, you son of a
Yeah, of course. I came out the fucking Montreal. You know I fucking love
you're running your. That's where you're going to film it?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Oh, fuck yeah.
I still want to do the. What I want to do in SDR out there, which I don't think is going to happen, but trying to make it happen, is identify girls by their shits. I really want to do that.
Yeah, that's been. Germs have been bubbling for years about that.
I really want to do that.
It's like, a missed opportunity.
I don't know. Yeah. Piece of shit. I get it. Shannon, your plugs.
I didn't finish my plugs yet.
Yeah, you did. Shannon, go ahead. You're finished when I say you're finished, John.
Oh, man. Did I tell you guys I was in Hustlers?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
I just watched Jay lube up his toe.
I'm super cleaning them.
Yeah, now here's the question.
So we have been very cool with
it's
me.
It's three people that don't have never been asked this question. So do not respond until we lock in our answers. Shannon's show is about dating, fighting, and ghosts. The question is, do you believe in ghosts? Do not give indications. Mm-hmm. Jay, you go first.
Yes.
Yes to Josh.
No.
No.
No to Josh.
Yes.
Who are you pointing at now? Josh, you're changing.
Yeah, keep changing.
You're changing your name.
And yes. Yes. No.
All right, I'm going no, yes, no, which is Rob, no, Josh, no, later, yes.
Okay.
Shannon?
So Josh has been on my show, but it was so long ago, and I can't remember what his answer
was.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, sure, you can't. Okay.
So, but I'm going to say yes to Rob. Yes to Lita. No to Josh.
Okay, and now the answers are, Rob?
Absolutely not, and people that do are stupid as fuck.
Woo! Woo! Josh?
I have
absolutely, and people that don't, stupid as fuck.
yeah, I think that I have spirits following me.
Okay, and...
So, you know, honestly, I think ghosts and, like, anything is retarded. Like, absolutely retarded. I think ghosts are retarded. I think astrology is retarded. I think all of that's retarded. I'm just no thoughts, just empty. We're just here, and then we die, and then we disappear.
So,
yeah.
I love it.
No, like this girl.
No, no, yes.
It. Yeah.
No, no, yes. Okay.
I was wrong.
Well, and
I said yes.
Yeah, I think we're all wrong. Right.
Well, you got me right.
I had nose.
I had Rob and I had Rob and Josh.
And apparently, by the way, according to her, Josh is retarded. Okay, so now,
totally worse than that.
Rob, pick a Generation Kill song that we can end that will add to the playlist at thestrshow.com/playlist.
Rat King.
Rat King. And now we will end on the insertion, just like last week.
Finally. What do I do? Put it on the chair?
No, well, she's going to sit up. Like, you want to turn around?
You want me to turn around?
Can face Jay.
Like one of these numbers?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, I think she that's has to like lower into it.
Maybe just how do you get the angle without your other toe stopping it?
No, like you should. She should sit on the chair on it.
I agree.
What?
Like, so I think you
I think this would work. Like
it's not. I can't get my foot.
Jay's not that flexible.
I'm not even close to that flexible.
Move the hand sanitizer.
Let me put it.
Maybe she can go. There we go. That makes sense. There. So now just sit on his toe.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, but you probably should maybe face the other way. But no, that might work.
He does have a huge toe.
Ooh. He does have a big toe.
It's like a.
Is it?
Can you also move the tequila bottle?
Hang on, I'm trying.
How do you get the other toes out of the way?
Is it in?
So you can actually get it in.
I mean, in-ish.
It's in-ish.
I mean, it's breaching hole for
it's
sure.
Breaching.
Yeah.
It's breaching.
Yeah.
All right, the hole has been breached.
Yay, we did
Yay.
All right, hang on.
She handled it a lot better than I did last week, I tell you that.
I know. You're a
thanks for showing us how I'm there.
Thank you, everyone, so much for being a part of the SDR show.
You
Shannon, who's on the show next week?
Damn it. Wait.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast, Good Sugar. Comes out every Monday.
Thanks for showing us how a man handles it up the ass.
And we're opening our first location for Good Sugar in the end of September on the corner of 3rd and 69th Street. Come down and check it out. Shannon, you have it?
I feel like it's Devo.
It is Devo.
Okay, yeah.
Devo is next week on the SDR show. I mean, this Saturday. We'll see you next time on the SDR show.
Princess, you have no need. They don't.
listening to the SDR Show.